favourite time of the year, the imperial banquet. No stress, no tedium, and no politics. If only my empire could be like this every day, the world would be a much better place. Isn't that right, my little prince? It's a shame you first arrived the month after the banquet happened. You would have loved it. The wild boars of the eastern steppes were not yet endangered, so we had plenty of their meat to offer. It's such a delicacy. But now they have to be protected until their population recovers. Although you've done a great job of making up for lost time. That's right, I saw you stuffing your face and conversing with my subjects. It pleases me to see you so comfortable here, as if it's truly become your home. And my advisors have started warming up to you as well, though it certainly took them long enough. I have to wonder, is it because they've realised what a beautiful creature you are, or simply because they fear my wrath? It matters little, so long as they remain loyal and respectful. And unfortunately, that loyalty is going to be tested tonight. How? You'll see, my pet. You'll see. Attention, my loyal subjects. Grant me your attention. I hope you're all enjoying the banquet, a time-honoured tradition of our glorious empire. I would like to take this opportunity to make an announcement, a very important one. As you are no doubt aware, this young prince is currently my lover and most trusted confidant. He is an invaluable asset to me and to this empire. Bearing that in mind, I have decided to do something. Something that no empress in our centuries-long history has ever done. Because I believe that he's worth it. Darling, I present this ring to you. And I humbly request your hand in marriage. Do you accept? You do? Very good, my prince. This union will be beneficial to our lands. What a marvellous night this is. The prince and I are to be wed, after which he will become my husband and your emperor. He will speak with my voice and carry my authority in every corner of our territory. You will address him as though you were addressing me. Is that understood? General, spymaster, you two are awfully quiet, and neither of you have bent the knee to your empress. Care to explain why? How dare you lecture me on imperial traditions? I am well aware that the emperors are normally chosen by the empress's advisors from a hand-picked group of suitors. Well, I say to hell with such things. I love this young man, and no law or tradition will change that. If you truly oppose our union, then say so in no uncertain terms. I'll have the both of you locked up and executed on our wedding day. You'll get to keep your pride. In exchange for your heads? Now you're silent once more. Shall I consider that silence an endorsement of our union then? Good. Now bend the knee. You are not exempt from such displays of fealty. That's better. Remember your place. I won't be merciful a second time. Guards, escort the general and the spymaster off the palace grounds. They've exhausted my goodwill. The rest of you, you may stay and continue enjoying the banquet. My new fiancé and I shall retire to our quarters for some well-earned rest. Good evening. Come here, kitten. I'll carry you to the bedchamber. You look so precious in this state. I should cradle you in my arms more often. Oh, finally, some much needed privacy. Thank you for accepting my proposal, sweetheart. I'm not used to putting myself in such a vulnerable position. After all, I am an empress. If I don't have the upper hand in a situation, good people may suffer. But as I said, I believe that you're worth it. Worth all of the judgment and hardship that is yet to come. But our union will face more challenges. The general and the spymaster are not alone, I fear. Whatever happens, know that I am blessed to have you by my side. Now, our wedding has not yet been scheduled. But I think that an early consummation is in order. Did you just nibble my bottom lip? You naughty boy. I'm feeling a little adventurous tonight. Let's try that 69 position you've been harping on about. It's such an odd name. Why don't you strip for me and lay on the bed? You're quite hard already. Good boy. I'll lower myself onto your face now. Seeing your cock like this, it's making my mouth water. Oh, I must have it. Oh, this was a very good idea, pet. We'll have to do it more often. Oh, but for now, I want you to stop licking my pussy. I'm gonna ride you. Your chest looks so nice from up here. I love running my fingers up and down its length. You're shivering with anticipation, my love. Tell me how badly you want me. How badly you want your empress to claim you. Good boy. Ask, and ye shall receive. Oh, that's right, my pet. Moan for me. I love watching your face contort as I fuck you. Harder and harder and harder. Sweetie, why are you tapping my thigh? Oh, you're about to come? Oh, no, no, no. I'm not there yet, baby. Oh, you need to try and hold on. Oh, I'll go slower, okay? Oh, wait for me. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh. Oh God, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, you can come now, darling. Oh, we can come together. Oh, come deep inside me, baby. Oh, my prince. Oh, my wonderful, perfect angel of a prince, please. I just need a moment. Okay, I think I'm all right now. Oh, I better go clean myself up. Your cum is still oozing out of me. I'll be right back. So, how was it for you? I've never felt so alive. Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Now, come nuzzle your head in my chest. That's it, darling, just relax. Take slow and deep breaths. You're always safe here in my arms. We must treasure moments like these. For they may not always be what's around in the future. Do you understand? Good boy. Soon, you'll be an emperor, but you will always be my little prince. Somehow, I think that suits you just fine. Get some sleep, little prince. Tomorrow, we begin the rest of our lives together.